kasi last week is 7.
Ay, hindi. 7 pa rin tayo ngayon kasi hindi tayo gumawa last week.
Hindi, yung last previous last episode natin is 7. So, 8 na pala na tayo.
Naka, parang kumbaga dalawang buwan na to.
Dalawang buwan na.
Congratulations sa mga nakikinig. Dalawang buwan na po tayo. Ito na naman tayo sa ating bagong episode ng Load Screen Pinoy Gaming Podcast. Ito po ang inyong lingkod, si Sir David, a.k.a. Bochok. At ang aking co-host,
John Michael Sales, a.k.a. Neo Johan.
Ayun! Maraming salamat. Anong date ba natin ngayon?
18.
18, Thursday.
Happy birthday sa kapatid ko, si Janie Amabel M. Sales. Birthday niya ngayon.
Birthday. Happy birthday!
Okay.
May spaghetti.
Wala eh. Ay, Sabado pa.
Okay, sige. Okay, sige, simulan na natin ang ating podcast. Ano pala, bago kami magsimula muna, magsasorry muna kami sa mga nag-aabang ng podcast namin kasi hindi
last
kami...
Last week,
wala eh! Very sorry!
Busy natin nun eh. Ano pang ginawa natin last week? Kasakit may sakit ka kasi.
Pangit ngayon, may sakit pa rin ako.
May sinusitis ka
pa. May sinusitis pa ako ngayon, pero...
Last week kasi inuubo ka eh, on the way.
Hindi ako mapipigil ng sinusitis. Magpo-podcast pa rin ako.
Marami tayong ibabalita
kung
ngayon.
Buti na lang hindi nyo nakikita, yung sipon ko ngayon tumutulo sa microphone.
Wala kami ngayon. Live video stream. Kasi nagpo-format pa ako ng laptop.
Sige, simulan natin. Anong bago ngayon?
Game news muna tayo. Okay,
news,
first, let's congratulate ang ating one of the very first na games sa Philippines natin, ang Philippine Ragnarok Online. For
anong meron sa Ragnarok?
Winning the Philippines Most Popular Online Game Award at the first Asia Online Game Awards last August 2, 2011 in Hong Kong.
Okay, very nice. Congratulations sa mga tao dyan sa Level Up. Yung mga nasa Level Up pa, Mon, nandiyan pa ba kayo? Donald, congratulations sa inyo lahat dyan.
Kaya ngayon, merong
Ben, Mr. Ben Kulayko, congratulations.
Okay, at ngayon, dahil nanalo sila, meron silang 3 XP modes hanggang simula August 10 hanggang August 17. Tapos na pala.
Uy!
Hanggang kahapon lang, sayang. Balikrag na sana.
Balikrag.
Okay.
Kung maibabalik ko lang. Okay. Hindi na sana ako naglaro. Hindi, joke lang. Mon, we love you.
Okay, so, from Level Up, punta naman tayo sa ating, isa pang game publisher.
Meron pa silang, meron silang XP game.
Oo.
Sino naman to?
From eGames, Run Online, meron tayong XP Boost. At kung maglalaro kayo sa Netopia, meron kayong 1.5 XP boost.
No? Pag galing ka sa Netopia?
Pag sa Netopia ka naglaro.
Bakit?
Hindi ko alam. Basta maglaro sa Netopia para alam ko kasi 15 per hour.
15 per hour?
Ang Netopia. Kung di ako
so kung maglaro ka, may 1.5%
meron
XP ka pa, plus may 30% 4, ka pa.
4 XP.
Oh.
Tapos, plus 1.5.
Mm.
Kung magrosary ka pa, 4 times. Diba?
Ang taas naman nun.
Ang taas
okay.
Talaga.
Grindage time.
Kasi actually, last Sunday, niyaya ako nung pinsan ko na maglaro ng
Naglaro ka ng run?
Saturday pala. Kasi hirap na hirap siya mag-install ng install. So, pinatulong sa akin. Tinry ko sa bahay, saglit ko lang na-install siya. Hirap na hirap. Sunday pa namin napagana. Tapos
at least napaganan nyo na.
Pero napansin ko ngayon, dati kasi ako, naging addict game ako ng run online. Yan talaga yung umabot ako ng 155. Hindi pa ganun kataas yun nun eh, kasi dati mga 180, ganun sa.
Grabe yung levels nyo ah.
Tapos, ako yung isa sa mga una nun sa Fury server. Kasi dati, mga first Fury server, Havoc, Stripe, and Fury. Nung first na ilalabas yung Fury server, Saturday yun, first time kong maglaro ng run online. Kaya, yun, kami yung mga
nasa hindi ko talaga nasubukan yung run. Eh.
Kasi yung run online, yan yung mga unang 3D MMO natin. So, mga run players, may XP boost ngayon.
Okay, speaking of local games, let's talk about the Philippine gaming industry muna ngayon. Kasi
okay.
Medyo marami na akong na-observe just recently. tsaka in the past, dati I was given the honorable title of being a game hero for Ragnarok Online by Level Up Games, siguro a few years back. Tapos I got to know the people from eGames, so mga medyo kilala na rin tayo sa gaming industry here locally in the Philippines. Right now, I just want to take a look at, nasa na ba tayo?
Sa Philippine game industry.
Sa Philippine game industry, where are we now? Ready na ba tayong gumawa ng sarili nating game? Development from the ground up? Or hanggang publishing lang ba tayo? Tsaka kung nagpa-publishing ba tayo, ano ba tingin ng gamers sa mga local publishers natin? Ikaw, anong tingin mo bilang isang gamer?
Ako, personally, lahat ng mga game na lumalabas every now and then, simula nung Ragnarok, Run Online, Cabal, Rohan, Aludes, Runes, sinusubukan ko lahat eh. Kahit yung mga FPS na Operation 7, Point Blank, sinusubukan ko lahat yan. Kasi tinitignan ko, ano ba yung meron dun sa game? What's the content? Ano ba yung, kasi ang isa sa mga reason ko bakit naglalaro ng game, more than na makapaglibang, is ano ba yung i-offer sa akin ng game na yun? What will make me stay to play it?
Usually kasi dito sa Philippines, ang what will make you stay is the community.
Yeah.
Kasi sa, to tell you the truth, ang content ng karamihan sa mga games natin, hindi ganun ka-compelling eh.
Mm-hmm.
Let's take for example, Ragnarok Online.
Yeah.
May background story, may two quests, every expansion, tapos may bagong boss.
Yeah.
Tapos yung boss requires like 3 or 4 guilds to kill. Pag napatay niya naman, that's it.
Tapos may mga, pero ano yun, even the old bosses, pwede mo pong balik-balikan.
Pwede mo pa balik-balikan.
May mga items, may equipment.
Ang problem lang dito is, nagiging monotonous na.
Okay.
Gagawa ng bagong island, gagawa ng bagong map.
Mm-hmm.
Tapos, pagdating nyo dun, may... gagrind kayo or maghanap kayo ng item doon, papatayin nyo yung boss, yun na naman, rinse, repeat na naman.
Okay.
Tapos, as usual, grind pa rin. There's no such thing as a compelling adventure, kumbaga.
Okay.
Anong pinaka, dati naglalaro ko ng Ragnarok Alone Online, ang adventure lang na alala ko is, bringing the entire guild to kill one boss. That's it.
Yeah, yeah.
Or bringing the entire guild sa PvP.
Sa PvP. Kakamp niya yung buong islood.
Yun lang yun. Yun lang yun. Pero, let's take for example, in comparison with the newer games na nilalabas sa West ngayon.
Okay.
Siguro, we'll take a look at Rift.
Rift.
What's the difference between the Asian MMOs and Rift.
And the Western.
Ang Asian MMO kasi it's always grind.
Grind.
Grind yan yun.
When we say grind,
yung tipong papatay at papatay ka ng monster, 100 million monsters.
Para ma-reach mo yung cert, yung highest possible level. Then that's it.
That's it.
Okay.
Ang sa Western naman, there are many ways to get there. Pwede ka mag-PVP.
Okay.
Hanggang makarating ka dun.
Okay.
Pwede kang mag-adventure.
Questing.
Or you can go into dungeons.
Okay.
So there are many ways.
The dungeon is the grind.
Hindi rin siya grind. Kasi when you say grind, kasi it's repetitive.
Okay.
Nagiging repetitive yung dungeon.
Kapag paulit-ulit mong
ginagawa.
Pero dahil napakaraming dungeon.
Oo.
Kasi mostly sa mga sa mga games like, kasi katulad ako, naglalaro uli ako ng Run Online.
Oo.
Pagkatapos ko sa sa makalabas nung pinaka campus, ibubus ako ng isang high level.
Oo.
Para siya yung pumatay ng mga mobs, tapos last hit lang ako for a certain quest para makalabas. Then pupunta ako dun sa Mystic Peak Hole. Tapos papa-level lang kayo pag medyo malakas ka na, punta ka ng Secret Gate Hole, tapos doon na naman. As after doon, papasok ka na ng Trading Hall, tapos doon sa Masquerading Master, doon ka na naman. Tapos hanggang may mga certain point talaga, sabi nga nila, may mga spot na minsan pinaga. Ganun din parang naman sa Ragnarok, di ba? Dati GH.
So Western, may ganun din. Pero you have the choice not to do that.
Yeah.
To be able to level fast, hindi lang pwede kang magpa-boost or meron sila tinatawag na recruit a friend.
Mm-hmm.
This is World of Warcraft in okay. particular. Pag recruit a friend, if you recruit somebody and you level together, take mm-hmm. quests together, mas mabibilis yung leveling nyo. Tsaka, it's not about the leveling eh.
Okay.
That's the difference between an Asian MMO and a Western MMO.
Okay.
If it's an Eastern MMO, like an Asian MMO, Korean MMO, in particular, mananotice mo that you have to kill certain number of monsters to level up.
Mm-hmm.
As opposed to, let's say, sabihin natin, Runes of Magic, which is a Western MMO.
Western.
Na dinala din sa Philippines, this, which is the same as WoW, you can actually level by doing quests.
Mm-hmm.
So there is compelling content. There's something to do other than kill a lot of stuff. Okay. So for example, you can just follow a certain storyline, okay. nag-level ka na.
Mm-hmm.
You follow the certain storyline through questing.
Okay.
So that is what is missing in the Philippine MMO genre.
The question is, gaano karami naglalaro sa Philippine ng Western MMO genre? Are we ready na mag... Kasi ako, pansin ko, nag-start ako mag-Rohan. Rohan is, parang WoW din.
Pero
grinding. May grinding pa rin, pero may mga questing.
Mm.
Medyo nagsiship na siya. Mm. Nung pumasok naman ng runes, talagang copycat nga, sabi nga nila.
Copycat.
So, iba na talaga. May questing na, hindi na yung kagaya dati na grinding, party, ganyan. So, pero, gaano ba yung naglalaro ngayon ng Runes of Magic?
Surprisingly, alam mo, maraming Pilipino sa World of Warcraft.
Oo.
Particularly in servers like Torresan, Bonchuwer, ganun. Shout out pala sa mga WoW people. World of Warcraft Philippines, yung grupo sa Facebook.
Shout out.
Marami.
For the Horde.
Okay. For the Horde kami.
For the Horde.
Anyway, if you take a look at that webpage of Facebook, magugulat ka, ang daming Pinoy naglalaro ng Western game.
536. Ibig sabihin to, lahat ng members na to nakapaglaro o until now naglalaro ng World of Warcraft.
536 Filipinos.
Mm-hmm.
And these are the ones that we know of.
Mm-hmm.
Meron pa tayong maraming alam na hindi siguro sumali sa Facebook page na to.
Oo, hindi pa nila alam.
Hindi pa nila alam.
Join na.
Join na kayo sa Facebook page na yun. My point here is, masyado nating sinasabi na mas gusto ng Pinoy yung grind.
Mm-hmm.
Kaya feeling siguro ng mga publishers why na kumukuha sila parati ng Asian MMO kasi doon tayo nasanay sa grinding eh.
Okay.
Plus, ang sinasabi nila, grinding actually lengthens the gameplay which increases the time by which your players stay in the game and keep on playing. However, there is no compelling content.
Napakarami namang bot and pilot na yun.
Kaya nga eh. The only reason why, in my opinion, that there are still players in these games na sobrang matagal nang walang bagong content is because of the community.
They actually
turned these games into big chat rooms as a virtual world. Pero it doesn't necessarily mean that the game is awesome.
Yeah.
Or the game has compelling content or the game continually evolves.
Mm-hmm.
Kasi rarely do I see a game evolve.
Mm-hmm.
Like for example, let's take for example Ragnarok Online.
Yeah.
Sige, nagka-advance second jobs tapos nagka-third jobs na ngayon, 'di ba?
Third jobs na.
Okay, sige. Anong nagbago? Nagdagdag ng map. How do you play it? The same way you played it before.
Yeah.
By killing so many things that move.
Okay, yeah. Diba? Oh, nagigits ko.
Nagigits mo.
Oh, oh.
You don't get XP when you do PvP?
Same as run.
Oh, yun
nga. Tumaas ang level cap. Nasa 200 na something ngayon.
Oh,
so, ganun pa rin.
Ganun pa rin. Is that how
lure,
you...
Lure, kill.
Oh, yun nga. What is different with that? And sabihin natin, let's take for example, Rift.
Okay.
Sa Rift, like for example, the more that you level, the more that you can enhance your character. The way you want to play your character.
Okay.
Let's sa Ragnarok Online, if you're a paladin, you get the paladin skills.
Mm-hmm.
Yun lang. In Rift, sabihin natin, I want to be a warrior mage.
Ang daming trees
and selections. You can mix and match the trees. Mm. This creates gameplay that is totally unique to that character.
Oh. Yeah.
So, pag maglalaro ka ng another character, that's another unique experience for you.
Yeah.
So, you're playing the game differently again.
Mm-hmm.
So, ibig sabihin, there's always something to do and there's always something that's compelling. World of Warcraft, actually, if you take a look at it, has the same or ito pa nga yung basis ng paggawa ng other Asian games.
Yeah.
It has grinding then. Through dungeon grinding, pero it's totally different from killing monsters over and over again, pero although it is the same. Pero at least, hindi yung monster na isang bunny rabbit na papatayin mo 12 million times.
12 million times just to get the...
Just to get to the level cap. At least sa World of Warcraft, you go into the dungeon, you fight the seven bosses that have different mechanics and, over and over again. Pero at least, it has more variety than one bunny rabbit. Diba? So, pagdating naman sa PvP, ibibigay din yan sa'yo ng World of Warcraft. Pagdating mo doon, bibigyan ka rin ng XP when you do PvP. Ngayon, bago lang sa Cataclysm, pag nag-i-industry ka, nagma-mining ka, nag-gathering ka, you get XP from that as well.
So, pwedeng yun lang ang gawin mo at magle-level up ka.
Pwede kang mambunot ng damo or magpiko ng mga minerals. Buong career mo sa World of Warcraft, magle-level ka pa rin.
Diba?
But, that does not mean na World of Warcraft is a repetitive game. Kasi, there is always something to do.
Napakarami. You can go to the old worlds.
Oh, old world dungeons. You can help your friends out in leveling by running through the old world dungeon. May mga mounts that are still
and
very
dami.
Valuable.
Dami, kumbaga, actually, ako nga, dami ko
World of Warcraft actually is what, siguro, let's say, it's the basis for the modern MMO.
Most of them are copycats eh.
Yeah, yun nga. Pero sa World of Warcraft, the compelling gameplay is brought on to you by the content.
Mm-hmm, yeah.
It's not because of the community.
Oh, kasi, tignan mo, example, not because of the community. Sa guild natin, ilan lang tayo mostly online?
Tatlo. Apat
na-reach ko yung level 85, hindi naman everyday tayo magkakasama. Everyday may kasama akong Pinoy na kausap. Kasi, ang dami, Singaporeans, Australians.
Oo.
Diba?
So, it's not about the community.
Yeah, it's not about the community. The content talaga eh. Oh. May community pero part yon, pero hindi yung main na nag-stay ka.
Kumbaga, ang ano lang natin dito is, it's, sabihin natin, there are many different ways to play the game.
Mm.
Unlike, sabihin natin, an Asian MMO na currently kinukuha ng mga Filipino publishers, that there's only one way to play the game, and that's level until you reach the cap.
Yeah.
In World of Warcraft, you can play it as a PvPer. You can play it as a quester. And there are even people who don't even care about leveling. They just want to make money in the auction house.
Yeah.
So, there are so many avenues in which you can enter the game and play the game.
Mm-hmm.
So, that's what we're trying to say here. There is no compelling gameplay content right now in the Philippine MMO industry. The closest I got was Runes of Magic.
Yeah.
Pero ang Runes of Magic kasi, it's being plagued by, let's say, yung market niya.
Mm-hmm.
Kasi, to be able to progress and progress well in Runes of Magic, you really have to buy items, ganun, pang-upgrade ng weapons
mo. You could level without buying those items, pero...
Pero, you cannot see the dungeons.
Yeah.
Kasi, syempre, you have to be really well-geared to do the dungeons.
Limited. Okay.
Sobrang limited. That's why, sa akin, parang, mas na... The Philippine game publishers are leaning more towards the item market rather than a paid subscription. Kasi kung paid subscription, magbabayad sila sa'yo ng sabihin natin, how much ba ang Ragnarok Online noon sa isang buwan?
350? 350. Ngayon, 100 na lang yata.
350. Tapos they grind it out. Ganun lang yun. once they've grinded out, babayad sila 100, 350 ngayon.
Yeah.
Pero what if, sabihin natin, itong character na to, gusto niya mag-level from 1 to 99. 99 bag-cap ngayon? I think 99 pa rin.
99 pa rin.
Mag-level to siya from 1 to 99, but gusto niya in 2 days, pwede siyang bumili ng items. Wow. Kagaya ng rosary sa ano, sa run sa, online. Pag bibili siya ng marami nito, mas bibili siya magle-level.
Oh.
So that's not 300 pesos. That's not 350 pesos. That's more than just 350 yeah. pesos. And he spent that in less than a week just to get to the level cap.
Mm-hmm.
That means more money for the publishers.
Yeah.
More money for the publishers means
actually, profit. Ano eh, kung titignan mo maigi, yeah, you could play those games free.
Yes, punta free.
Ka na sa internet cafe, magbabayad ka ng 10 pesos for yeah. just 1 hour, you can play it for free for just 10 for 1 hour for just 10 pesos.
Oh.
Pero, kung gusto mong mapabilis yung leveling mo,
oh.
makasabay ka sa mainstream na nandun na maging mamaw ka na,
oh.
you have to pay.
You have to pay.
And in just one day, hindi lang kaya mong gumastos ng 100
oh, oh.
pesos.
May kakilala akong gumastos ng 5,000 pesos in a day.
Para lang, ma-reach yung
cap. Para ma-reach yung level cap.
Saka yung items.
Items na kailangan kasi, niya.
Ang items sa ano is
oh, nga, eh.
convertible na to peso. Although, this publisher is saying na bawal to. So, pero, yun yung nagiging kalakaran.
So, what is our current condition ngayon sa mm-hmm. ano sa Philippine gaming industry? Una, I think we have stagnated. We have stuck to the games that have been there since 19 forgotten. I think Ragnarok Online was since 2003.
1998, I think.
Ragnarok Online? Holy crap, hindi ah.
Hindi ba?
2000 naman.
Ah, 2000 ba yun? Akala ko 90s 2003. Yun eh.
And that was how many years ago? 8 years na.
Mm-hmm.
That's already 8 years ago. World of Warcraft lumabas 5 years ago.
Yeah.
And right now, it still has 11 million subscribers
yeah.
because of the clinging content.
Mm-hmm.
So, ang Ragnarok Online does not have the usual, actually, the previous number of subscribers mm-hmm. it had back when it opened
mm-hmm.
and few years after that. Why? Because it hasn't evolved. You play the game the same way. Dinadagdagan at dinadagdagan lang.
Yeah.
Same with World of Warcraft, ganun din. Mm-hmm. But, what is different is there is a story involved.
Yeah.
There's something that you can hold on oh. to na pwede mong balik-balikan.
Kung hindi ka nga gamer, pwede kang ano eh, bumili na ng book and you could get the story
oh.
kung book reader ka. Kasi oh. may novel.
May novels pa.
So
there is a story behind it. There is compelling content behind it. Hindi lang sa nag-grind ka. There are some people in Ragnarok Online, in Run Online, who don't even know the story.
Yeah.
Sa Ragnarok Online, may mga kilala ako noon, ay, si Baphomet, yung ganyan, kinukwento-kwento ko sa kanya, saan mo nabasa yan? Sabi ko, ilang beses mo na nabatay si Baphomet, hindi mo to alam.
Sino yun? Ano ang Ragnarok?
Ragnarok?
Ano Barkley?
Oo. So, hindi niya alam yun.
Okay.
Kasi nga, walang, there's nothing that compels you to know more about the world that you play in. Kasi, all you need to do is to grind eh. Tapos na eh. Diba?
Basta mataas ang level mo, umiilaw ka.
Oh, umiilaw ka na.
Kulay dilaw ka.
Good ka na,
good
diba?
Good ka na. Great.
Pero, yun nga, what I really want to see in the Philippine game industry is one publisher who will take the risk to bring a game that has compelling content in Philippine shores.
Mm-hmm.
Kung makita ko yun,
it doesn't mean naman na sinasabi natin maglaro kayo ng World of Warcraft.
Oh, kasi it's not necessary.
I don't think na mayroong publisher na kuha oh. dahil talagang Blizzard is Blizzard.
Blizzard. Oh, yun, okay. Yun lang masasabi ko.
Blizzard is Blizzard.
I'm not saying na bring World of Warcraft here in the Philippines because we can play it from the Philippines. I'm saying look for a good MMO. Compelling content, compelling gameplay, hindi grindage, kill Mr. Bunny Rabbit and million times.
Okay.
With questing, with PvP? Community, with PvP, sabihin natin, it's an entire virtual world where a lot of things happen rather than just a lot of killing.
Yeah.
and give me a good storyline. Pag dumating yan dito sa Philippine Shores, I will gladly help you publish it.
Popromote natin on every store.
Pinoy Gaming Network will promote it with you. And I am also an e-marketing consultant. I will give you advice on to my market game on Facebook and Twitter. Yun lang, yun masasabi lang. Ko. Let us not settle for the usual Korean, Japanese MMO. I have had it with grinding. If I see another bunny rabbit, I'm going to kill myself. Wala lang kasi nakukwento ko lang eh. Dati sa Ragnarok Online, nagpapa 99 ako dun sa mga spring rabbit sa Turtle Island. Dun ako nagpapa 99 all the time. Kaya bunny rabbit to the end million ako. Okay. Kaya, nag-gets mo na akong bakit galit ako sa bunny rabbit ha.
Hindi mo naman pinapanood sa 13-year-old.
Sa 13-year-old gubisan. Eh, hindi marunong mag-type.
Okay. Sige. Okay. So, yun yung ating a great hindi request eh. A call to action, I think.
It's ano, it's a call to action
kasi
talaga.
Kasi maiiwanan tayo.
Yeah.
Kasi
The last time na I was very very hopeful for an Asian MMO was ano eh, Ion.
Mm.
Kasi it was using the First Cry engine.
Mhm.
So naisip ko, wow, First Cry engine eh, okay. Yun yung Far Cry.
Okay.
So ibig sabihin maganda talaga to. So first 10 levels nilaro ko siya. After the 10th level grind. Grind na uli. Sabi ko, naglalaro ako, uy, ang ganda ng content, compelling, ganyan ganyan. Laro ako ng laro, uy, ang ganda ng quest. Tapos parang pang 150 monster ko na to ah. Level 11 na ako. Tsaka parang naka 300 na ako ng monster na to ah. Tapos sabi ko, hindi ko na notice, nag-grind na pala ako. Tapos na-realize ko, uy, nag-grind na pala ako. Pinatay ko na siya agad. Nagsawa na rin ako. Ganun din, nilaro ko yung first version ng Ragnarok Online. Yung hindi revamp version, yung hindi bagong engine, grind din. Para makakuha ka ng set ng armor mo, nag-grind ka sa mga monsters. And by the time natapos mo yung grind na yun, kompleto mo na, na-outgear mo na yun. Grind na naman. And I'm sorry ha, pero I've tried, isa sa mga pinaka-famous na, na Korean MMO?
Ngayon? Currently?
Oh, no. Before. Meron siyang part 1, meron siyang part 2. I forgot the name.
EverQuest?
No. That's not Korean eh.
EverQuest, American eh.
Oh, US yun eh. Ano yun?
Google mo.
Google ko!
Thanks to Google. Sino?
Ano yun? Come on.
Restyle, pre-use online.
Hindi, iba yun. Ito yung pinabago eh.
Kailan ba? Ito. Ano bang ano? Final Fantasy?
Parang ano siya? Parang medieval fantasy.
Medieval fantasy.
Matagal na siya eh. May part 1 siya, may part 2 siya.
Okay.
God, I can't believe hindi ko alam to.
Okay.
Basta, no, I'll tell you about it later.
You know, List of Primas Libby Online sa Wikipedia. Yan, so thanks to Wikipedia. Silk Road?
Hindi.
Diba yun?
Nako, iba. Sige, let's move on na lang. Let's
okay,
move on.
Sige.
Sige.
Tantra?
Hindi.
No.
Ayan na.
Kumanda ka. Tayo.
Sige.
Okay.
Let's move on to the next topic muna. Okay. Well, nahanap ko to.
So, galing tayo, yun yung ating call to action sa ating mga game publisher na hinahanap-hanap natin dito sa Philippine Game Industry.
Ayun.
Na mabago.
Naalala ko, alin? Lineage.
Oh, nalaro ko yun. Actually, nung first ko nilaro yun, sabi ko, wow.
Ah, nawaw din ako. Maganda.
Hindi ko pa alam ang wow nun, ha? Pero sabi ko, wow. Lalaroin ko to.
A problem?
Totally different?
Oo.
Graphics?
Mas maganda.
Wala akong masasabi.
Ang problema lang, grind.
Yeah.
Sobrang grind. As in ako, nag-grind ako until level 24. Mm. Nabasag ko yung espada ko sa kaka-upgrade. Yeah. At wala na akong pambili ng bagong espada.
Kasi ano pa yun eh, wala pa sa Pilipinas nun, wala pang game publisher nun dito.
Actually, I played the beta.
Ah, nilaro, ano, beta
nilaro ko,
ko
yung beta.
Nilaro ko na. Sa ano lang, alam ko, international pa that time yan eh.
Kaya so, nung yun. Nakita ko yun, parang, ano bang nasa ano ngayon? Ano bang MMORPG na nandito sa Philippines ngayon? RF Online? Rohan? Sabihin
Runes,
natin.
Aludes.
Rune. Actually, Aludes
Fiesta.
Aludes is ano eh.
Dragonica.
I think. Hindi eh. Aludes is, I think Aludes is Western.
Western.
I'm not particularly
Western,
sure.
I think. Oh. Yeah, I think.
Pero I think it got reduced to grindage again.
Okay.
So, yun. Yun lang yung challenge ko talaga. Okay. Bring in something like Rift, something okay. Fresh, or sabihin natin DC Universe Online, or sabihin natin
Lord
ano, Lord of the Rings Online, I'll take that,
yeah.
Free
okay,
to
yeah.
Play siya, pero you can choose not to play, not to pay, and still, policy kasi nila, kahit hindi ka bibili, you can still play it.
Star Wars, Old Republic.
Oh, the Old Republic. These are all Western, pero if you can find me a good MMO from our Asian neighbors that does not require
kasi
you to kill Bunny Rabbit 12 million
free.
Times. Oo.
Diba? Oo. Gustong kumita ng mga ano ng mga publisher di maikipag-connect kayo sa item mall nila.
Exactly. Exactly.
Diba?
So, yun lang talaga yung challenge ko. Just get us a good MMO. Get us a really good MMO.
Kasi right
hindi
now,
yung, ano,
aside from MMO, marami FPS.
Hmm.
RTS game, pero hindi na ganun ka-compelling kasi.
Ang ano ba FPS dito?
Walang, I think ewan ko sa FPS ba may community na ganun pa ano?
Meron din naman
clan,
clans
nila. Ganyan.
Sa FPSs kasi I played with ano several clans in Modern Warfare 2. Mm-hmm. I played with several clans sa Battlefield.
Pero, about yung mga local.
Yung mga local kasi may nakikita akong clan sa Modern Warfare na local ha. Pero karamihan siguro sa Philippine populace nasa Counter-Strike pa rin.
Hindi, local games. Crossfire, Special Force.
Special Force, tapos ano?
Operation 7, Point Blank, OP7. Yan.
Ewan ko lang. I'm not particularly sure
Dota.
Kung Dota. So, yun. Ano? Get us a next-gen
okay.
Game.
So, haba na natin doon. Lipat na tayo.
Napakaba na tayo.
Topic.
Just,
okay.
please, Philippine gaming industry.
Mamakawa kami.
Get us a good game.
Okay.
Yung compelling content, next-gen graphics, wag na yung old-school graphics na ni-revamp lang, na galing Unreal.
Okay.
Alam mo yun? Nagsasawa na ako eh.
Okay.
Sobrang sawang-sawa na ako. Oh, I want to see a game that I can get excited with again.
Okay. So,
ano pa bang mga reklamo natin sa Philippine gaming industry ngayon?
Eto. Ito yung, hindi na to bago yung issue na to eh, pero sa tinagal na ng panahon natin, syempre, tagal na natin nagiging gamers, no? Yung issue na to hindi na bago, pero ano yung nagiging, ano ngayon, kumbaga solution dito sa issue na to, sa problem na to, ano na, saan na ba tayo, o ganun pa rin ba yung nagiging proseso, ulit-ulit lang na nangyari na walang definite na solution. I'm particular when it comes to game hacks. When a certain game account is being hacked, okay, without giving the password to anyone, kumbaga ito talaga sabihin natin, hack na walang kasalanan yung ano. Kunyari, ako, gamer ako. Pwede kasi natin sabihin, kasi binigay mo yung password mo sa kaibigan mo, tapos yung kaibigan mo binigay doon sa isang kaibigan niya. O kaya nagpabot ka, nalaman yung password, hinak ka niya. Okay? Yun, masasabi natin, hindi kasalanan ng publisher, kundi kasalanan mo. Personally talaga, kasi binamigay mo ang password mo, yung secret answer mo, pinamigay mo. No? Eh, paano naman kung sakaling naglaro ako sa isang computer shop, na yung pa ng computer shop may keylogger or any hacking software to detect my ano inputs. Actually, napakaraming ganyan eh. Hindi lang keylogger. Okay? Tapos, talagang nahack ako. Then, sabihin natin, meron akong ice pick na plus 10.
Patay yung bata.
Okay?
Sakit nun.
Ano mangyayari sa akin? Okay, may plus 9 set ako. Nawala. Nahack. May 1M Senia ako. Ay, 1M sa inyo, konti. 1B. 1B ako, di ba? Anong nagiging solution currently right now?
Well, you file a ticket.
Okay, you file a ticket.
Tapos sasabihin nila, we do not compensate hacking.
Okay.
And wala na.
Yun na rin, yun dati pa. Until now, ganun pa rin tayo.
Ganun pa rin tayo. Okay. Wala pa rin nagbago.
Ako personally, hindi pa ako na-hack kasi hindi pa ako namigay ng password. No? Yung mga nag-bot sa akin noon, hindi naman ako inak.
Boter okay. Ka pala!
Dati.
Buti naman nag-admit ka. Okay.
Hindi ko itatanggi. Okay. Pero, paano yung mga na-hack? Ikaw, alam ko, ikaw na-hack ka eh.
Na-hack talaga ako.
Okay. Legitimate hack kasi hindi mo naman pinamigay ang password mo.
Never.
Never. Wala kahit sino man.
Never.
Okay. So, ano naging solution sa'yo?
Wala.
Wala.
I created a new account in a different server.
Okay. Then, ginain mo uli yung
ang ginawa ko, I reported, I filed a complaint, tapos, nagpadala pa ako ng, ano, parang, nag-fill up pa ako ng NBI form.
Okay. Na, oh?
Para investigate. Ganun. Okay. Wala rin nangyari.
Okay. So, ano ba yung ano natin? Do we have certain laws? Kasi, ano eh, we're talking, although, sige, sabihin natin, game lang naman yan. No, kasi nagbabayad tayo ng pera dito, subscription. Exactly. Bumibili tayo ng load, which is digital money, online currency.
Bumili ka, for example, bumili ka ng espada for real money.
Yeah.
That espada is your property.
Yeah.
Pero, actually, ang nasa, ano, so nasa rules.
Okay.
It's not actually your property.
Okay.
The data is still a property of sabihin natin level like games or e-games.
Okay.
But that ang binabayaran mo is the right to use the soul.
To use. Okay.
That's what you're ano.
Hindi talaga
pero
own property.
It can also be argued that since it was hacked from me.
Okay. Without my knowing.
The right was taken from me.
Okay.
That means I need to be compensated.
Yeah.
Pero by who?
Yun nga, sino ba dapat?
Sino ba dapat magpapapensate sa akin?
Is it the publisher? Or anyone?
Kung ano, sa akin ganito. If it's your fault that you got hacked,
okay.
Walang magpapapensate wala. Sa'yo.
Okay.
Pero if you got hacked, let's say, sabihin natin, because you're in an internet cafe at nakilag ka, dapat, i-re-compensate ka ng ano, company, that published the game. At kung sinong internet cafe owner na nandun,
okay.
Siya yung may ano, siya yung
mananagot.
Yes, kasi sa kanya yung PC na yun eh.
Kasi
yung nagme-maintain.
Ang nagiging reason lang, okay, sabi na, huwag kang maglaro dyan kasi ano dyan, may keylogger dyan. Nahack yung ano. Ganon yung nangyayari. Oo, sige, sabi natin, nagiging, kumbaga, result is, kukunti yung naglalaro dun sa ano.
Oo.
Pero, the essence na yung player na nahack, wala na, nawala sa kanya yung right to use that
wala
item.
Na rin, wala.
O that money.
Oo. Okay? Ang sinasabi ko ngayon, hindi tayo protected.
Mm-hmm.
Pag tinanggal yung item mo, wala ka nang magagawa.
Okay.
There is no law that is compelling, sabihin natin, our police, or sabihin natin, our governing bodies, to sanction the person that actually did the hack.
Okay.
Or made the hack possible.
Okay.
Kasi, we have no law eh.
Okay.
Our e-commerce, ang sabihin natin, our online act, siguro, to govern the internet, is actually an e-commerce act. That
indeed,
means na yung online documents are, one signed is actually just an abiding document, even if it's an online document.
Yeah.
And that's about it.
Mm-hmm.
It does not cover compensation due to hacking.
Mm-hmm.
It doesn't cover much of cyber crimes. Mm-hmm. Pag may nasira na property, like sabihin, somebody hacked, nasira yung server, may consequence yun.
Oh, diba? Kasi nasira yung...
That's the only way. Pero bakit, pero, paano pag hindi niya sinira, may kinuha lang siyang data?
Okay.
That's data theft. Wala yun, hindi covered yun.
Okay.
Kung, I don't know, I'm not a lawyer here. Siguro kung may mga nakikinig na lawyer sa amin, please clarify this for
tanungan
us.
Tanungan natin kay, ano, oh, kay Attorney Bukas.
Oh, sige. Tanungan natin kay Attorney Bukas.
Bukas, ka-meeting natin si Attorney.
Oh, okay. Sige. Maganda nga yun, maganda yun. Okay. Interview natin si Attorney Bazar. Attorney Bazar, magtatanong kami kung nakikinig ka man.
Okay, so, okay? Until now, yun pa rin yung problema natin, no, sa property rights natin sa mga game accounts. Oh. How about sa ano? Sa WoW ba? Paano ba sa
WoW, madali lang.
Okay. Kunyari, nahack
ka. You file a complaint.
Okay.
I-investigate ng World of Warcraft. If okay, they find the hacker, they ban the hacker, okay, then compensate you all within a week.
Okay. Paano nila nalaman na legit, ano ba yung tawag nila? Real hack o legitimate hack?
What do you mean?
Na hindi ka lang nag-alibi na, kunyari, ako sa ako. Kunyari, i-hack kita ako, kunin ko account mo, mas magre-report ka.
Ah, hindi. Kasi mababan din yung account mo eh.
So, may risk.
May
hindi
risk.
Pwedeng, ano, hindi pwedeng...
Hindi pwedeng, I will pretend to be hacked. Kasi natitrace nila lahat eh.
Okay. Sa, at eto, once na naban ang account mo, dahil ang account mo is worth 6,000 pesos dahil sa installer,
masakit!
Masakit!
Masakit talaga.
Kaya maraming ano eh, kaya maraming matitiro sa WoW eh. Walang masyadong scammer, walang masyadong loko-loko kasi
may mga griefer yung mga siguro hihintayin yung dead body mo pag resurrect mo, papatay ka uli.
Oh, pero
for that's just about it. Wala yung tipong outside causes na i-hack yung account mo, itatago sa account nila kasi alam nila mababan sila eh.
Merong mga gumagawa pa rin noon. May mga nag-hack pa rin, pero kasi protected.
Oo, protected eh.
Ito, without the, ano, the government.
Without the government.
Meron bang US law?
I think, yeah.
Meron na sila.
They have a US law. Kasi hindi naman, hindi mo naman property yun eh.
On a certain state o the mismo?
Buong US.
Grabe naman.
Oh, syempre, kailangan nila yun eh. Kasi alam nila na there is monetary value in these accounts.
Okay.
This could just be data. For that data could mean 7 million pesos or ano ba. Pero dito sa Philippines, ano eh, parang pag hindi siya pen and paper, wala siyang worth.
Oo eh, kasi sabi na gumawa ka na ng bagong account.
Oo, oh, gumawa ka ng bagong account. Ganun.
Kasi sa, kunyari, hacker ka, gagawa lang pa ng bagong ipapasok ko lang pagpapasapasahan eh.
Oo.
Kahit matrace, hindi gagawa lang. Paulit-ulit lang.
Oo nga.
And this is, nakakasira ng game.
Nakakasira ng game. One of the reasons why I really quit playing Ragnarok Online before, una, nahack ako. When I created a new account, sinabi sa akin, no more bots, yay!
Okay.
Punta ako sa server na yun, marami pa rin bot.
Okay, until now.
Until now, ganun pa rin. So, alam mo, walang nagbago.
Okay.
Kaya, yun nga, as I've said before, nag-stagnate tayo.
Okay.
And hanggang ngayon, di pa rin tayo nagpo-progress. So, instead of just bringing another MMO and marketing it in such a way, ayusin muna natin yung ano natin. How we handle our clients, our
kasi
users,
ano eh,
our consumers.
Maraming mga pro gamer na hindi na gano'n. When you say pro gamer, ito talaga yung talagang they want to play.
Yes.
Hindi lang, dito lang. Yung, when you say kasi pro gamer, yung mga to, yung mga
will go out of their way to play the game.
Na maghahanap sila ng the it game.
Yes.
Okay.
Walang pro gamer na maglalaro, sabihin natin sa Ragnarok Online, kung ganun sila. Kung ganun yung concept nila of how protecting their consumers.
Mm-hmm.
So,
we're not saying na yung mga naglalaro sa ano.
We're not saying na it's level up or
yung mga player hindi pro.
We're talking about the entire Philippine gaming industry.
Even lahat na naglalaro ngayon sa level up at e-games games or
yes,
my club, any games.
We will gladly help club, you publicize I mean, these games kung maganda yung handling nyo ng inyong mga clients.
Hmm.
Ano na? Give us a compelling game, ayusin nyo yung customer support nyo. That's it.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
And So, siguro, one of these days, baka may game developer dito sa Philippines, magagawa ng really good game and actually, published
marami,
well.
Marami tayong mga game. Kaso, karamihan is,
casual ones.
Casual games. Casual wala games. Pa tayong ano eh, mga big game eh.
Hopefully, in the future.
Actually, meron ng mga nag-tried so, before, shout pero out hindi ganun.
Shout out yan sa mga gamers. Gamers out there, don't settle for yung mga scraps from other countries. Ask for the best games out there. Kasi we deserve it eh. We Pinoy gamers are very hearty gamers.
Siguro ano, maganda i-post natin one time sa next podcast. Sige, pag-usapan natin yung mga pre-game na meron tayo hindi lang locally, outside the country, international games, na free-to-play, na good content.
Okay. Sige.
Next week.
Sige.
Next, na, para gawin makita natin. Nila, pag-usapan makita natin nyo. Kung ano yung meron to besides sa mga free ano sa mga paid subscription, yung mga doon muna ay sa free para patikimin natin yung mga gamers natin kung ano ba yung sinasabi natin.
Good so content. Right now challenge namin sa mga gamers, pumunta kayo ng Google.
Okay.
Google search for the top 10 ano, sabihin natin kahit free, top 10 free MMOs out there. Tapos don't settle for grinding, don't settle for bad customer service. Settle for something good and will protect your rights as a gamer.
Mm.
Yun lang. Kasi a gamer is still a consumer eh.
Yeah.
Kung meron tayong consumer bumibili rights, kung meron tayong consumer rights, dapat may gamer rights
bumibili
din tayo.
Bumibili ka, gumagastos ka eh. Kahit hindi
exactly.
mo ano,
exactly.
sinasabi.
Anyway, talking about Googling something, let's okay. move on to our web news.
Kasi medyo
naparami na tayo dun, pare.
Oo. Actually, this is yung dati nating
lahat ng mga frustration namin, binuhos namin in about 40 minutes. We're very, very sorry, mga listeners.
Okay. So, to lighten things up, another news, web naman tayo.
Web naman tayo. Sige, speaking okay. of Google nga, Google has agreed to buy Motorola Mobility for $12.5 billion. What the?
Okay. What this means?
What this means is, Motorola executives will fly home in their own flying limousines.
Mag-zoom na sila.
Okay. Okay. What this means actually is, Google has always been software.
Okay. Google Search,
yes.
Google Chrome, Gmail.
Pero okay. now with Motorola Mobility, Google can go hardware.
Okay. So, hardware na to.
Oo.
So, pero, yung mga Android natin.
Analysts say na, baka Google will grab all the patents software-wise
okay.
from Motorola tapos i-kick out nila yung hardware. Kasi wala silang sweto sa
okay,
hardware eh.
Okay.
Pero ako, I really want this, pero ayaw ko lang, this is just me, I really want this to be Google's first foray into hardware.
So, makakita na tayo ng first ever talagang Google phone.
All
Google tablet.
Phone. Made by Google, software by Google,
Google,
hardware by Google. Parang nakakatakot ata eh.
Grabe.
Kasi pag may phone ka na yun, may Google Maps ka, may Google Search ka, may Google Earth ka, tapos hinahanap.
Google has controls in you.
May Google Mail ka, may Google News ka. Patay kang bata ka. Google yung phone mo, Google yung OS mo. Pagdating mo sa bahay, i-google mo yung Google phone mo.
Google, magka-google. Okay. So,
nakakatakot to.
Okay.
Siguro sa akin, ano?
Nakakatakot. Yun din sabi ng ano eh, CEO ng Nokia, nakakatakot daw yung pag-buy ng Google kay Motorola. Pero ano eh, biruin mo 17,000 patents and 7,500 patents in pending ang nakay Motorola.
Dami.
So, when we talk about kasi patents, right now, nagkakagulo sa tech world dahil dyan sa mga patent issue. Apple, ASUS, Google, HTC, ASUS, Apple, dahil dyan.
Ang sa akin lang kasi, pero medyo natatakot ako at nasisihan ako sa prospect na ang Google will go into hardware.
Mm-hmm.
Natatakot ako dahil this is too much power
okay.
for one company to hold.
Grabe, kasi right now, they are very powerful.
Mm.
I'm thinking baka next year or few years from now, meron ng Google OS for PC.
Meron na.
For PC?
Web OS.
Web OS.
Web OS. Hindi ko lang alam kung ano, pwede ba nila gawing full-blown OS yun.
Di ba?
Ang sa akin lang kasi, siguro, yun, sabi ko na nga, natatakot ako dahil it's too much power for one company to hold. Pero, natutuwa din ako. Kasi, yung telepono ko, isisync ko sa tablet ko.
Yung, okay.
Tapos isisync ko sa PC ko. Okay. Tapos isisync ko sa Google TV ko. Di
okay.
ba?
Lahat na. Google
lahat na.
Okay.
Mas madali yung sharing of data.
Mm-hmm. Okay, so, kanina nabanggit ko Google's, yung kanina, yung mga sus sa patents, di ba? Hmm. Apple sus, Google, HTC sus Apple. Ngayon naman, Korea, South Korea, sus Apple.
South Korea sus Apple?
Oo. 27,000 Koreans.
27,000 Koreans are suing Apple?
Yeah. Bakit daw?
Dahil... Why? Teka lang, ninakaw uli yung iPhone nila.
Hindi, hindi. Naman. Meron kasing nangyari, yung over the, yung mga South Koreans na to, na-collect yung kanilang location data in their iPhone and iPad.
Location data?
Yeah. Ibig sabihin, na-locate sila kung nasan sila. Through their iPhone and iPad.
By Apple?
By Apple.
How?
Yun ang hindi natin alam. And apparently, Apple denied it.
Ha? Huh?
And simply recording information lang daw, ganyan, their headset, the hours.
To improve services, quote-unquote. Okay. Hala.
So, people are saying that natatrack na sila, actually. Kung meron nga pinakita dito sa website, no? Ng BBC. Yung picture, oh, tingnan mo. Eh, natrack talaga, oh. Nakalagay kung ilan.
Ang akin lang diyan kasi ganito lang siguro 'yan eh. You can be tracked if you want to be tracked kasi meron location services naman yung iPhone eh.
Okay.
You can turn that off. Pero syempre, hindi naman everybody will go to the settings and look at what every single button there does. So it's the responsibility of Apple to tell them na if you don't want us knowing your location, please untick this ganyan ganyan ganyan. Pero since hindi nila ginawa 'yon, they just assumed that the consumer will.
Mm-hmm.
I think they have a liability here.
Ito kasi yung nandun sa article, sabi, meron daw na found out yung mga security researcher na hidden file na nandun sa device na magre-record everywhere yung mga person na may hawak ng iPhone and iPad.
Pero sabi naman ng Apple na these people gave them permission.
Mm-hmm.
To do this.
Dahil sa mga hotspots, ganun.
Hindi. Talagang... Sa terms and conditions mismo.
Okay.
So, siguro, karamihan naman ng mga tao, hindi nagbabasa ng terms and conditions.
So, magbasa tayo ng EULA.
Ayan yung moral of the story.
Okay.
Basa ng EULA.
Actually, kasi ang problem kasi dito sa mga EULA na to, when you say EULA, ito yung mga, ano ba, ibig sabihin ng EULA?
Well, actually, End User License Agreement.
Okay.
Okay.
Ito yung napakahabang piece of code na laging may nakasulat, agree or disagree.
Okay.
And most of us, when we install something, we always press agree and next.
That's it. Or agree, finish.
Okay. Scroll down, agree.
Okay. Yun lang.
Laging ganun. Di naman natin binabasa yun eh. Ikaw ba binabasa mo manual ng cellphone mo?
One time tinry ko, hindi ako umabot ng dulo.
Okay. Ako minsan binabasa ko eh.
Kasi alam mo, ang in my opinion, legal documents like an end user license agreement needs to be simplified a bit more kasi, for the local consumer.
Kasi, yung terms nga dun, di mo maintindihan kung na dyan.
Alam mo, if is in an educated consumer, pwede pa niyang ma-interpret yun.
Pero
sabihin natin, kung si Lola, si Lola, binigyan mo ng iPhone, and sabi ng iPhone, would you like to give permission and blah, 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 blah. Ito yung end user license agreement. Do you accept? Eh, syempre, si Lola, gusto ko lang matext yung apo ko. Pindot ang next. Oh. Di ba? Parang, siguro, we are liable din since dire-diretso tayo sa gusto natin. Okay. Pero, alam mo yun, I think it needs a little bit more oomph Mm-hmm. When you put in an end user license agreement, parang we pay more attention to it.
Okay. Gawing ano, di ba may ginawa mga sa YouTube audio? Audio binabasa. with expression.
Ang maganda dyan, sabihin na lang with siguro, emotion pala. In pure language, mm-hmm. This software will track your location. Mm-hmm. Do you still want to use it? Ganon lang.
Pero actually, mayroong mga hidden ano kasi dyan na they don't want to make it so obvious. For certain reasons.
Ay, underhanded na yun.
Conspiracy theory.
Ang paranoid
we are very, we are always trapped by the government. Because
sino kasi we question? All
have mobile phones.
Well, ano, lesson na siguro kay ano yun. Lesson na siguro sa mga consumers na rin yan. Tsaka actually, it's not just a lesson to Koreans, to these 27,000 Koreans. And it's not just a lesson to Apple. Okay. It's a lesson for everybody.
Okay. Magbasa.
Magbasa ng EULA. Kahit hindi nyo masyadong naiintindihan yan, okay. Basahin nyo pa rin.
Then, ano, we suggest na pakisimplify
it's
naman.
It's always nice to read.
Pero ganun ang babasahin mo, ibabato mo kung babalik yun sa developer. Sino man nagsulat nun?
Kay Apple lang din. Ang masasabi ko lang din kay Apple. Tsaka kay ano, sa actually, most of the companies that actually do need an end user license agreement is, alam nyo, try to explain it better to your consumers rather than put it in some hidden phrase in the EULA na sobrang nakatago dun sa pinakagilid-gilid. Kasi, syempre, ano, it is your responsibility to inform them of this. And this information must be readily accessible for them to make intelligent and informed decisions if they will allow you to track them or not.
Okay.
So, wala lang. It goes both ways. Pagbasa ng EULA, pasimplihin yung EULA. Yun lang.
That's it.
Okay. That goes for any company. Sabihin natin, maging Apple ka man, maging Google ka man. Speaking of Google, Honeycomb 3.1 in Galaxy Tab 10.1.
Yay!
Yes!
And Galaxy Tab 10.1 is in our hands now.
Oh, ngayon, meron kami isa. Actually, hindi akin, sa asawa ko. Galaxy Tab 10.1, ang tinatawag nilang Galaxy Tab 2,
okay,
is actually will be ready arriving in the Philippine shores kailan?
August 21.
Ayan. The Galaxy Tab 10.1 sports a 10-inch na screen. It's thinner than the iPad 2.
Yeah.
It's a lot lighter kasi it's made of plastic. Pero don't be fooled pag sinabi namin plastic, hindi yung plastic na nilalaro ng mga bata na binabato-bato. Ito yung plastic na ano, hindi rin to plastic ng SM ha. Ito yung plastic ng ano, sabihin natin, high-grade plastic, well-constructed. Tapos ano, it has a Tegra 2 na chip, clocked at 1.0 GHz dual core. It has a 5 megapixel camera. And it comes in two several variants. The first variant is a 10.1-inch na screen and the other variant is the 8.9.
Mas maliit.
Mas maliit ng konti for yung mga tao na ayaw gusto mag-land ng malaking pad. So, currently, how much is the selling price daw, sabi?
The selling price is 29,000.
That's for the
16 gig.
So, mga 30,000. So, 16 gig 3G model yun.
10 pesos to 10,000.
Uy, malaki din pala, ha?
30,000.
30,000 din pala siya. Medyo may kamahalan. Kasi pero ano, it's comparable na to the iPad 2 naman eh.
Yeah?
Okay. So, if you're looking for
how much is the iPad 2?
Eh, syempre nasa 40 plus pa yun.
Okay. Pero with the difference?
With the difference, oh.
Okay.
Maganda talaga siya. If you're looking for an alternative to the iPad 2, siguro mas ma-recommend namin yung Galaxy Tab 10.1.
Okay.
It supports Honeycomb 3.1 din. Actually, 3.0 out of the box depending kung anong version na kuha mo. Pero it's upgradable to 3.1.
Yeah.
So, yun. Actually, it's quite good. Napaglaro-laruan na rin namin.
Uh-huh.
Ang problema lang, masyadong na-frustrate yung wife ko kasi hindi niya ma-arrange yung mga icons na maayos. So, yun. Actually, available na sila sa alam mo yung maraming bilihan ng gadget sa San Juan.
Yung ano ba yun? Yun yung ba yung...
Yung mga bulubunduking berde.
Mga burol.
Mga burol na berde.
Burol na berde. Okay.
Nandun lang yun. Hanapin nyo lang.
Hanapin nyo lang. Nandun. Marami na ngayon.
Bago mag-August 21, kung gusto nyo bumili ng Galaxy Tab 10.1, meron sa mga berding burol.
Berding burol. Yun yung code name.
Yan lang. Berding burol.
Okay, pero aside from that,
saan pa siya available?
Available din siya sa blog ng ating one of our friend.
Si Abe.
Abe.
From Yugatech.
Yugatech. Meron, nakapost sa kanya na pre-order ng Galaxy S Wi-Fi 5.0 at Galaxy Tab 10.1. May pre-order promo dito sa web. Ano, so,
ano ba yung pre-order promo niya?
Doon na tayo sa ano, sa Galaxy Tab, ang price noon is the promo price is 26,990. So 27,000.
Ano included doon?
Included doon ang isang leather case na ang cost ng leather case na yun is 1,120. So not bad kasi nakalist ka na ng almost magkano? 'Di ba? Ng 4,000.
Tama, tama. Very nice. Mm-hmm. Very nice.
So, pero magkano ba sa Berding Burol?
Sa Berding Burol? Sa Berding Burol, ang price niya is ano, 34,000 yung 32 gig.
Okay.
Tapos yung 16 gig nasa 27.
Ano ba masasuggest mo? Will I go for 16?
Or? Actually, kung meron ka namang PC at marami kang disk space dyan running around, just go for the 16.
Tablet is, gusto kong bumili ng ano, ng 10.1. Kung may magbibigay sa akin, magdo-donate, walang problema. Pero kasi it's more on the want eh. Hindi ko naman kasi may laptop naman ako. Hindi. Makakapaglaro ba ng World of Warcraft sa tablet?
Natry ko nung isang araw.
What?
Oo, gamit yung TeamViewer.
Ano nangyari sa'yo?
Lagi.
Okay.
Lumaban ako, 50% health na iwan. Ang monster ka-level ko lang.
Okay.
Yun. So, yun, ano, if you're very, very interested sa Galaxy Tab 10.1, alam ko maraming naghihintay dyan sa Galaxy Tab 10.1, either go see our friends at Berding Burol or check take a look at yugatech.com. May ano sila doon?
May post sila doon.
May post sila doon.
Okay.
Abe ha, free plug. We love you. Okay.
Okay. So, pag-usapan naman natin. Alam ko, noong last Saturday, may kinuha kang ano eh, gamit sa Berding Burol.
Nag-assemble ako ng bagong rig.
Okay, ano naman itong bagong rig mo?
Kasi matagal ko nang gusto mag-upgrade.
Okay.
Eh, syempre, kinapos sa pera. Okay. Alam mo naman tayo mga Pinoy, mahilig magtipid-tipid.
Okay.
So, ano ngayon, na-realize ko, yung PC ko, 4 years old na pala.
Okay.
At muntik nang umiyok. Napag-isip-isipan ko at nagpaalam ako sa aking asawa like a good husband. Nagpapaalam. Nagpa-assemble ako ng i7.
Okay, saan mo pinassemble?
Sa Berding Burol.
Saan yung store? Saan yung store doon?
Sa XT Pro.
XT Pro.
XT Pro, nasa third floor sila ng
Berding Burol.
Sabi mo na nga. Bira Mall.
Bira Mall.
Sa Bira Mall.
Okay.
Sa Bira Mall. Huwag mo nang sabihin yung...
Bakit? Ano bang meron doon?
Ayaw
lang namin sabihin.
Basta ano, Ati Room, maraming salamat.
Sino nga hanapin nila?
Hanapin nyo si JR
okay.
Or si Ati Ruby.
Okay. Ano okay. Nga uli pa nung store?
XT Pro.
XT Pro.
Spell!
XT Pro.
XT Pro. Ayan. Okay, hanapin nyo lang. Nasa third floor okay. Silang Bira Mall ng Berding Burol.
Okay, ano yung... Specs ng
PC, ang specs ano? Ng PC is i7.
Okay, i7.
Yung bagong Sandy Bridge na chipset ang nakuha ko.
Wow.
Yung B3 stepping. Mm-hmm. Tapos yung chip ko is i7 3.4 GHz octo-core.
Okay.
Tapos 2600K. Tapos my RAM is at 8 gigs at 1333 megahertz. My hard drive is at 1 tera kasi hindi ko naman kailangan ganun kalaki hard drive eh kasi we just develop websites.
And play WoW. We'll play Battlefield
3.
Okay.
So yun, tapos ano, kaka-solid ko lang ng DVD player, Blu-ray. Pero ano naman? De, kasi ano, factory defect. Factory okay. defect. Minalas lang ako.
Bad batch.
Bad batch. Okay. Pero ano, tapos yung video card niya is a GTX 570.
Wow. Anong mo? Anong manufacturer?
Palit.
Palit.
Okay naman yung palit eh.
Prog.
I'm very...
Si Probot.
Si Probot.
Proyo tuloy.
Okay, so yun, nakalibreng plug na sila sa atin. May dalawang tao na nakalibre plug sa atin. Si Abby at si Ate Ruby.
Okay, so, ano pa ba? So,
No, actually, yun lang tayo.
Okay, so...
Before we end, shoutouts muna.
Okay, shoutouts.
Sige.
Pasalamat ako kasi, di ba, naglaro ako ng Run Online. Papasalamat ako ko. Kay Mon o from Pasig or Parañaque, hindi ko natandaan kung pika si nakalagay eh, no, na si Saito ng Crazy 8 of MP Havoc server, and Jerome Solomon from Cavite, binus kami ng pinsan ko si Starfall ng MP din, tapos and Alfonso from Dubai.
Uy, galing pa Dubai.
Who's playing Run Online?
Pilipino ba to?
Oo, Pilipino to.
Kabayan!
Si Soja Boy.
Oo. Okay.
Habo.
Tsaka maraming salamat sa composer ng ating entrance and exit music, Mr. Diwa De Leon of diwadeleon.com.
Thank you very much.
Nasabi na pala din natin last week, dalawang Cinemalaya Awards.
Wow. Ganon kabigatin yung gumawa ng ating intro music.
Oh. Sana si Diwa mag-donate din sa amin ng bumpers. Diba? Para gumanda din naman. Suggestion lang. Okay, sige. This is Sir David signing off.
This is Neo Johan signing off.
Maraming salamat at Game On Pilipinas.
Rock on!
Magtarok yun eh!
Run on! Online!
Hold on!